Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Bob Danker has joined us again today for our broadcast. Welcome to the program, Bob. This one is, I think, marvelous. I don't know what else to say.
Well, Chris, it's a pleasure to be with you again. I do look forward to this broadcast.
From Exodus 26, Bob, which we first looked at on Friday's program, there were 4 layers of covering over the tabernacle. And we did look at the first layer, 10 curtains made of fine linen, colored blue, purple, and scarlet, and then with the cherubim embroidered on them. Today we're going to look at the other 3 layers, but we really need to keep in mind all the significance of these details that we saw last Friday, don't we?
Yes, Chris. The first layer of the tabernacle shows us something truly wonderful about our Lord Jesus. First of all, it shows us that he was a perfect man. The number 10 in the Bible signifies human perfection, perfection on a human level. And the fact that we have 10 curtains here of fine linen indicates that Christ is a perfect man without any defects. Linen here also signifies that his conduct was righteous. You know, in Revelation 19, the bride of the Lamb is dressed in fine linen.
Right.
And there we have a clear word telling us that this fine linen is the righteousnesses or the righteous deeds of the saints. So fine linen signifies righteous conduct. So this picture shows us that the conduct of the Lord was righteous in every way. And then we have the blue threads in this fine linen curtain. And this blue thread signifies that the Lord as a man was heavenly. And then we have purple threads, which signify that the Lord was kingly and royal. In his humanity, he was a kingly man. Then we have red strands in this curtain that were woven in, and this signifies that the Lord's humanity is a redeeming humanity. And then we have the cherubim of gold that were woven into the fabric of this covering. And we know the cherubim in the Bible signify God's glory expressed in God's creatures. So we see from this detail that Christ was a man in whom the glory of God was expressed. So the first layer of the covering of the tabernacle shows Christ as a man was perfect, balanced, righteous, heavenly, royal, redeeming, and glorious. He was altogether a beautiful man.
Well, we have quite a contrast, Bob, between this first layer that you just reviewed that we saw actually last Friday and the second layer that we're going to touch on in this first portion today. Let me read verse 7 of chapter 26 in Exodus. I think we'll see quite a contrast. And you shall make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains you shall make. Let's join Witness Lee.
Verse 1 says, and you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine linen. The tabernacle, the first layer is called the tabernacle. Verse 7 says, and you shall make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. The tabernacle is of 10 curtains. And then the second layer is 11 curtains. Two different terms used for these 2 layers. Tabernacle and the tent. The number of curtains composing these 2 layers is different. The first layer is 10 curtains, and the second layer is 11 curtains. The first layer, which is the tabernacle, the main number is 10. That indicates the Lord Jesus was a complete, was a perfect human being. No defect, no shortage. This is the Lord Jesus. You have the blue color there, and you have the purple, you have the scarlet, and you have the golden yellow, and you have the embroidery of cherubims. My! When you got into the tabernacle, You look up, you could see beautiful. He's a perfect, complete, beautiful human being. But above the tabernacle is a tent, which is in the number of 11. In the second layer, Jesus is made sin. In this layer, there's nothing blue, heavenly, nothing. And there's nothing golden, nothing. And there's no scarlet, no beautiful colors, and no embroidery, see? And no cherubim, no. Just plain goat's hair. What is this? This is a sinner. Man, you may say, brother, be careful. Don't say the Lord Jesus is a sinner. But he was a sinner. When he was on the cross, crucified there, at least for 3 hours, from noontime 12 to the afternoon 3 o'clock, in the eyes of God, he was a sinner there. My God, why you have forsaken me? In those 3 hours, he was forsaken by God. He was considered by God as a sinner. He was made sin. Not only sinner, but sin for us. Could you believe? This is the Bible word. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Christ was made sin for us. The second layer, the number 11, typifies that Christ was made sin for us.
Well, Bob, the second layer of the tabernacle covering was quite different from the first. The first, as we've seen, was beautiful, complete, full picture of our heavenly, kingly, redeeming Christ in glory. But the second layer shows us the Christ of 2 Corinthians 5:21, according to what we just heard. Him who did not know sin, he made sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Bob, how can we see this aspect of Christ in the second layer?
Chris, the second layer of the covering of the tabernacle was made of goat's hair. In this layer, there was nothing blue, nothing purple, nothing scarlet, nothing that was beautiful. Everything was very plain and very common. Well, from the scriptures, we know that goats signify sinners. In Matthew 25, the Lord said that when he comes, he will set up the throne of his glory. And then all the people of the nations will pass in front of him, and he will judge them. And he will separate them like a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. The sheep he will put on his right hand, and the goats he will put on his left hand. We know from this account in Matthew 25 that the sheep were given a reward, but the goats were condemned to the lake of fire. This is a clear word that shows us in the Bible that goats signify sinners. And we know that a hair is something that grows out of the goat. So goat's hair signifies the sins or the sinful deeds of the sinners. So in this covering of goat's hair, we can see sinners with their sins. Nothing beautiful, nothing lovely, just sinners with their sins. So the 11 curtains of goat's hair signify that Christ was made sin for us, and he bore our sins on the cross. Christ in himself was altogether wonderful. There was no imperfection in him, and there was no sin in him. But when he was hanging on the cross as our substitute in the eyes of God, Christ was made sin for us. And he was judged on our behalf for our sins. All the sins of the world were put upon him. So in the eyes of God, he was dying there as a sinner, as a substitute for us who are the sinners. And he was made sin for us. You know, to be a sinner is one thing, and to be sin itself is another thing. So this is a very strong word here, saying that in the eyes of God, Christ was not only a sinner on the cross, but he was sin itself. Then after dying for us as our substitute, Christ became our covering and protection. He became a layer of goat's hair to cover us, as we will see in a later broadcast. The walls of the tabernacle were made of boards that were standing up. They were made of acacia wood overlaid with gold. These boards signify the believers in Christ as components of God's dwelling place. So we are those boards, and these layers of covering were put over the tabernacle, including the boards. This is a very wonderful picture showing us that today we are standing in God's dwelling place, which is the church, under Christ, the one who was made sin for us and who died for our sins. He is our covering and our protection.
Bob, I don't know quite what to say. Over the years as I've read these passages in Exodus, probably fairly quickly, probably brushing aside many verses like verse 7 that we just read. But in God shining, what is illuminated of the real person of Christ shown in these types is indescribable. It's just tremendous.
It's truly wonderful, and we need to understand these types so that we can experience Christ and we can enjoy Him as everything that He is from God to us.
I'm really glad that you put that finish on it. That's the point. Not that we would just know all these wonderful things, but we would really be brought to experience Christ in all these aspects. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
The very Jesus who was made sin, He was very wonderful in Himself, but He was sinful in His substitution. Could you understand me? In His being, He was wonderful, but in His substitution for us, He is sinful in the eyes of God. He died for us. He was judged for us. He was our substitute. This is meaningful things. The first layer is made of fine linen, and the second layer is made of goat hair. These are figures by the wise God. He is the top designer. And this was designed by Him. These figures, numbers, were given by Him. Surely it's meaningful. In brief, these two layers signify the perfect man, Jesus, was made sin before the eyes of God for our redemption. Then we got the protection. Then we got the covering. Under these two layers are the standing boards. Who are the standing boards? You and me. We are the standing boards. We all are standing there under the covering, the protection of the perfect man Jesus, being made sin for us. Have you got it? Without such a type, we could never know the Lord Jesus in such a detailed way. He is a perfect man, and then He became our substitute, and He died on the cross for our sins, and He was judged by God for us. But could you know all the details? You could find out all the meanings of all the points according to New Testament principles. By this, you can understand the Old Testament in the New Testament way, and you get the real detailed picture of what the Lord Jesus is and of what the church is. After I got to know all these things through the details of the types, I began to love the Lord much more. And this understanding strengthens my faith that the Bible is sure inspired by God. No human can design such a thing. And no human can write such a record.
Well, Brother Bob, I think both you and I agree that to see the Bible in this way really strengthens our faith. And even more important, I think, causes us to love the Lord Himself even more dearly. Bob, through the Old Testament type, we really see the Christ of the New Testament. As you were explaining that last portion, we saw the Bible being interpreted by the Bible. In this case, this Old Testament type being interpreted through the New Testament reality in Matthew. Say something, if you would, about how the Old Testament and the New Testament work together to really enhance our understanding of these deeper spiritual things.
Well, Chris, with the Old Testament, what we have is a book of pictures. And with the New Testament, what we have is the interpretation of all these pictures. And I'd like to point out in 1 Corinthians 2 verses, chapter 10, verses 6 and 11, Paul says that the things that happened to the children of Israel as they were traveling through the wilderness happened as examples for our admonition. That means these things apply to us as New Testament believers. This means that the entire history of Israel in the Old Testament is a picture of our Christian experience in the New Testament. The Old Testament is a book full of pictures that reveal different aspects of Christ, of the church, and of our Christian experience. For example, all the details of the Passover, which we have already covered. These are found in the Old Testament, and the interpretation of these details is found in the New Testament. If we have only the Old Testament, but we don't have the New Testament, we would not know what the pictures in the Old Testament mean. And if we have only the New Testament without the Old Testament, we would not have a clear understanding of the spiritual things, which are somewhat abstract and hard for us to grasp. So we need both the New Testament explanations and the Old Testament pictures. This is very much like a magazine. You see many times in a magazine, you see photographs. And under every photograph, you have a caption telling you what this photograph portrays. So this is the same in the Bible. In the Old Testament, we have the pictures. In the New Testament, we have the explanations. So all the details concerning the tabernacle and its furnishings in the Old Testament are pictures of Christ, pictures of the church, pictures of our experience of Christ. To interpret these pictures, we need the explanations given to us in the New Testament. So by studying the pictures in the Old Testament with the help of the explanations in the New Testament, we can know the Lord more and our love for Him increases. In addition, this strengthens our faith that the Bible is really inspired by God. The more we read the Old Testament and compare it with the New Testament, we can see no human being could have written the Bible. Only one so wise as God could compose such a wonderful book as the Bible.
I just would have to say amen. Bob, we've got two layers of the covering over the tabernacle yet to explore. Let's join Witness Lee for that.
Now the third layer of the covering, a covering of ram's skin, typifying Christ's suffering, the death, and shedding His blood. How do you know? This signifies Christ suffering the death, because ram's skin. That means that the living thing has passed through death. The first layer is a perfect Jesus. The second layer is a substitute. And the third layer is a redemption. The perfect man Jesus was our substitute for our sins. After that, a redemption is in the universe that covers all God's redeeming people. Hallelujah. Today, we are still under the ram's skin. This is the heavenly language. Amen. This means what? Amen. Full redemption.
Amen.
And this redemption is whom? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The covering of the ram's skin. And Christ Himself is the redemption.
Amen.
The ram's skin covered is much stronger than the goat's hair tent. This signifies redemption. Christ firstly was a perfect man.
Amen.
Then on the cross, He was made your substitute.
Amen.
And then thirdly, He becomes your redemption.
Amen.
To cover you.
Amen.
Before God. Amen. Then, the fourth layer, a covering of purpose skin, typifying Christ being able to stand any attack.
Amen.
Rough and tough, these are two bad words.
Amen.
But this had to be applied to Christ. Christ was robbing doves, not to us, but to our whom? To our Satan, all the principalities, rulers, authorities in there. To the demons. Christ was robbing doves. The ram's skin is for us to stand before God. And the pompous skin is for us to stand against Satan. Against his storms, rain, wind, and snow, and flood. If you have a layer of ram skin, and you pour just one bucket of water, after 10 minutes, the water permeates in. But you have the porpoise skin to cover 1,000 bucks of water, that water cannot penetrate. It protects, not protects God's judgment. That is the job of the ram's skin. But the job of the purple skin is to stand against the enemy's attacks. It's very meaningful. We all have to get into all these significances. Even by seeing these, our appreciation of the Lord surely has been very much increased.
Well, Bob, the third and fourth layers of the covering of the tabernacle were each made of a kind of skin. The third layer was a ram's skin, and the fourth layer, a porpoise skin. Skins are significant in the Bible. What do these two layers of skin show us?
Well, a ram, as we know, is a male sheep, and it signifies Christ as a strong man. The ram skins being dyed red signify Christ himself as the one who suffered death and shed his blood to accomplish redemption for us. If we look at the first three layers of the covering of the tabernacle, we see a wonderful picture. In the first layer, we can see Christ as the perfect man. In the second layer, we see that this wonderful Christ was made sin for us by God and bore our sins on the cross. In the third layer, we see Christ as the one who died and shed his precious blood to redeem us. Today, all the believers in Christ are under Christ with his redemption as a covering of ram skins dyed red. Christ as our redemption covers us from God's condemnation and from God's judgment and enables us to stand in God's presence as those who have been fully redeemed and fully forgiven by God. If we stand under Christ as the ram skins dyed red, we don't have to fear God's judgment because Christ is our Redeemer and he has fulfilled all the requirements of God concerning us. So we have peace and we have a firm standing under Christ as the ram skins dyed red. Then above that layer, there was another layer of porpoise skins. And we know porpoise skins are very tough, and it's impossible for water to penetrate these skins. These are a very strong protection against the adverse elements in the environment, such as wind, rain, and snow. The covering of porpoise skin signifies Christ as our protection against all the attacks of Satan. In our experience as Christians, we are often attacked by Satan. He accuses us, he tempts us, he tries to discourage us, he lies to us, he attacks us in many ways. But if we enjoy Christ as our covering of porpoise skins, we will be able to stand against all Satan's attacks, and we will be able to overcome him. Chris, surely all these pictures of Christ as our covering help us to know him and to appreciate him and to experience him and to enjoy him in God's building, which is the church.
Well, marvelously enjoyable life study. This one I thought was very special. Thank you very much, Bob, for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Chris.
Thank you very much for listening today. For Bob Danker, I'm Chris Wilde.